On the world of news talk radio, I guess to a point, I'm considered somewhat of an expert because I've been a disciple of Michael Harrison's, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. And as his disciple over the last 20-odd years and having done a program that focuses on what the big hits are, we're happy to have Michael here with us to lend his expertise. We talk about the stories that have been drilled from the experiences that his staff has had listening to the podcast and some of the live shows of some of our better talk people around the country. So we have the list of the top 10 stories, topics, if you will, and the people being discussed. So Michael is here, even though he has a 118-degree temperature. He's just about to breathe, not able to breathe, but because he's such a trooper, he's here to go through the stories with us. Wow.
Wait, it's 172 degrees.
172 degrees. Wow.
That's a record. Yeah.
My God.
And with you being my disciple, my goodness, it makes me sound kind of devilish.
As long as we're not going to the Last Supper together. We're okay.
So, well, speaking of hot, there's a lot of hot stories going on. That Donald Sterling case stays pretty hot at number 10. And with it, we have all kinds of sports. Major League Baseball is talked about everywhere. Of course, the basketball and the hockey season finals are taking place. And the big story is the NFL draft, which is a whole sporting event unto itself. That NFL is amazing how they market and package.
How smart were the people that produced that movie with Kevin Costner? It was out a couple of weeks ago called Draft Day. It has stayed pretty steady in the number of people that have seen it. But this weekend, the first of the NFL, I actually happened to be going out to dinner after town meeting here in Framingham. A couple of us went over to a sports bar for a while to watch the draft as the draft got underway. And everybody was surprised because the Heisman Trophy winner, what's his name, Manziel? Johnny Manziel, is that how you pronounce it?
I'm not sure.
He was unselected.
Manziel.
Manziel, thank you, Richie. After the 22nd pick, he wasn't, and it was all over social media, Michael. That's the thing about what we talk about and how it's mitigated. So many of these things not only come from what you hear conversationally with the hosts and maybe callers, but all the input. And sports talk radio seems to be abundantly interested, maybe more so even than traditional news talk radio, in that it is affected by all of the things that are on Twitter and Facebook and Pinterest and Instagram. It's really, I was saying as we get started here, you and I go back 20-some-odd years, and this program's been on the air for a long time. Man, what we've talked about has changed how we talk about it and what we talk about because of the influence of this stuff. And maybe just look at the Twitter thing before Manziel gets drafted is the Twitter at before Manziel gets drafted. Where in the world would we have been with that even 10 years ago?
It was amazing. What it's done is it's really sped up communications.
Yeah.
And it's made everything go faster, deeper, and you can never get away from it. Mm-hmm. We, as a result of it, we're all stressed out. People are running.
Yep.
You talk to people and you say, how you doing? They're probably going to tell you they're tired.
Yeah.
Working hard.
Yep.
Working hard, making less.
Yeah.
So there's some wonderful things about this heightened communication that we're living with, but there's some real prices to pay.
Well, all of our lives have changed. I had a test this week because I think I told you when we had dinner last week, I wasn't feeling great, and I hadn't for a couple of months, and I had an endoscopy and found out I have an ulcer. And I would never have thought that I would have an ulcer, but the amount of stress involved in doing the things that I do in my life, the same as you, we all are up against it in a manner of speaking, but we keep going on. And I'm a happy guy for the most part. I was shocked that that's what they found was wrong with me. I thought it was just some little, it's not a big thing, but.
You don't know whether in your case, it could just be something that's caused by a chemical or a physical problem, because you don't strike me as the kind of guy that walks around getting ulcers from stress. But your body, your mind and your body can be operating on two different planes.
Well, then the mind controls the body, as most people now understand.
Yeah, yeah, but we don't know what part of our mind controls the body.
Yeah.
The subconscious mind is so much larger and greater and deeper.
Yeah.
It's like the mind is like the top of the ocean, and the subconscious mind is everything under the surface.
Yeah.
And yeah, the fact of the matter is, I wouldn't be surprised if in the last 10 years there's an increased incidence of colitis, ulcers, all types of gastro diseases, heart attacks, blood pressure, the things that come from stress.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, people are stressed out more than I have ever seen.
Yeah.
And it's a very subtle, insidious thing. It's not because, oh my gosh, there's a war, or oh my gosh, there's a drought. It's, oh my gosh, how many emails did I not answer today?
Right, exactly. How much did
that type of thing.
We become like zombies, and we're not only as adults going through this, what are we teaching our children when it comes to this sort of thing?
Really, I think the millennials, which are the 20 to 30 year olds, are caffeinated and one of the most stressed out generations of young people in history.
Yeah.
This is a serious issue, and I don't know whether we should devote the whole hour to this, but this is really the pop cultural backdrop of our times.
Well, you know what I think is a good idea, if I may? Let's take each of the top 10 stories and let you and I discuss how they are impacted or affected by the kind of communication that comes as a result of us all being sort of connected to the digital media, whether it's a smartphone, the computers, all of the things that we have access to that make it, as you suggested, it makes it stressful. If something happens and you don't know about, why didn't get my tweet? Why didn't the news thing flash? Why? And it's creating, it's really a monstrous problem. All right, so
anxiety. It creates anxiety.
Yeah, it sure does.
The word is anxiety. There's no rest or escape from it. I don't know if every one of these can be connected to that. You can try it. At number nine, we have the White House Correspondents' Dinner, which I've been to a couple of them in my life, and really do not look forward to ever going to another one. It's a one-time thing.
Yeah, it's fun for a time or two. I've been to as well, but
it's as close to BS as anything I've ever seen in my life.
Awful.
It's actually a disgrace, but that's neither here nor there. I found myself just very uncomfortable at it. It's a circus, and it's with people that shouldn't ever be at circuses. And that's tied with Condoleezza Rice withdrawing from a Rutgers speech, another example of, I guess, incivility in our society.
Well, intolerance as well. It's just the woman, whether you agree or not, she gave up on it. I was sort of surprised that she gave up. I would have thought she'd have stayed there and just weathered the storm, because she does, whether you agree with her or not, that's the problem. It doesn't take away from her having something to say. She has a wealth of experience. A lot of things have happened in her life that are great stories. So why should she be put off, especially when you consider there were so few people that were actually there that didn't want her to speak? Most everybody wanted her to speak.
Well, that's one of the things that really is the when the small group ruins it for the big group,
right?
You know, let the tyranny of the minority.
See,
I mean, we must protect minorities. I don't mean racial minorities. I just mean numbers. We have to protect minorities in this country, but you cannot allow the minority to take control.
No, there's a backlash though to the students, and where that happens, I think we ought to encourage it. Students need to protesters, and there are protesters against the protesters, and that kind of a backlash ought to be supported. Let's pause for a moment here, Michael, and then we'll continue looking at, or actually, because this isn't a television program, or you can find the list at talkers.com and also at dougstefan.com, that charts for the week of May 5th to the 9th, according to the research done at Talkers Magazine at talkers.com.
I had crunchy Velveeta breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Ah, just getting in, huh?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
Sam Adams Summer Ale season.
I love the Summer Ale.
Woo, summertime's here.
I like citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light. It's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams Summer Ale.
It's perfect.
It'd be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams Summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams Summer Ale.
Must be a pretty awesome nasty. Responsive.
Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing her hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Steffen and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319. For a limited time, upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319. Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
Kid, if something in this facility breaks, bends, or bursts, Granger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Granger.com, new rotary encoder ordered on Granger's mobile app, a dozen splash goggles from the local Granger branch. What more could you want in life? Granger has over 1 million products for all our facility's needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
19 past the hour. You're listening to an overview of the top topics, the hot hits in talk radio, courtesy of Michael Harrison, editor and publisher at Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. We're working our way through the top 10 at number 8, Michael.
Yeah, number 8 is renewed Benghazi investigation. The story of Benghazi and whether or not the Obama regime or administration, more aptly put, is hiding things. And,
they're trying to make a big deal about this. The thing, and Mrs. Clinton said in some interview after this came after the vote, I think this week, which was obviously heavily Republican, to have a special investigator looking at Benghazi. There's no new news there. It is what it is. And Mrs. Clinton says, okay, well, it's self-serving for her to say, let's move on. But under the circumstances, it doesn't, let them make the political hay out of it. The real political hay, though, is going to be made over the discussion of health care and not whether Benghazi was a misstep for them. It's just, it's funny how they don't seem to have their, like we do, or you do especially, have our fingers on the pulse. These guys don't, because most people don't care unless you're a heavily partisan person. They're done. We're moving on from Benghazi.
You're right.
So, bunga. All right. So we'll have number 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1 in terms of discussion focus. What have you been most interested in on the News Talk radio station you've been listening to this week? Find out as we continue here on the overview of the hot hits in talk radio.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Continuing along now in our overview of the hot hits in News Talk Radio this past week for the week of May 5th to the 9th. I'm Doug Steffen, working with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, all kinds of things that are focused on the news talk radio industry. Michael also has a publication that is separate that's all about the music radio world, although you have the same kind of thing. All of the publications that focus on the various formats always have sort of like what we have here, the top 10, right? Only the top 10 music at the other places. And that was really your idea when you first put this idea before me when you were doing it. You figured, okay, because you're from music radio, I'm from music radio, they all have these lists. Why don't we do one for Talk, right?
Yeah, actually, the whole concept of Talkers, which is almost 25 years old now, was drawn from my experience in the music radio world. I, in addition to many of the things that I've done in radio, I was one of the designers of the charts on Billboard magazine. I influenced their charts, the legendary publication Radio and Records. I was working on their charts. Mm-hmm. And music charts are part of my background, so when I became involved in talk radio, it became apparent to me that this was a pop cultural thing, that this is not boring news journalism, but rather it's pop culture, mm-hmm. which is not to diminish its importance, but we kind of approached it in a pop cultural way. And what's more pop cultural than lists? People love
lists. Yep. Yeah.
You know, the number one, number two, number three. As a matter of fact, I resisted it at first. I said, this is not dignified. And the newspapers would come to me and go, but now tell us, who is the number one talk show host?
Yeah.
I said, well, you know, it depends on, it's apples and oranges. You really can't compare certain people or certain stories, what's more important or more talked about. Because the boundaries between these things are kind of blurry. But newspapers and the press wanted quantifiable horse races. So we do it as best we can. But, you know, I have to be honest, doing this list that we're doing here, it makes me a little uncomfortable not to say this is an estimation. This is not something written in stone. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, where does Obamacare begin and the presidential election of 2016, you know, begin?
Yeah.
Or they all tie together.
Yes.
So it's just a guideline.
All right. Yeah, so having said that, that's good. Let's get to number seven on the countdown this week, the focus on the Russian aggression in Ukraine.
Yes. Now, do you want to go back to talk about how that affects us with our social media?
Yeah, I think we were talking to those of you who just joined us.
Did Putin tweet you?
No. I know. What I find interesting, actually, is that Putin is going to travel to France for D-Day, and that has all of the... There's a lot of buzz on Twitter and Facebook about him going, basically, and up yours to the Western Europeans who are trying to get him to get out of Ukraine, and they figure he's isolating himself. But if he goes to D-Day, the anniversary of D-Day, what is that? How can they isolate him?
Yeah, well, I mean, if he celebrates D-Day, then he's drawing upon the fact that Russia was our ally
yes.
in World War II.
Right.
So let's stop the Cold War here for a moment and go back to World War II. We could be allies for a day.
Yeah.
And now we'll go back to this thing that's threatening to start World War III because Russia is involved with its neighbors.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it is amazing. And it's so damn blurry.
Yeah, everything.
Our thinking is very blurry and muddy on this whole thing. And again, we can't get too deep into it, but
uncomfortable. You were talking about anxiety. What these things create in the news media is the unindicted co-conspirator here because, and we talk about the news, that's what News Talk Radio is about, but we were earlier, not you and I, but in another arrangement, I was talking with the audience about how there really is no accurate news anymore. Everybody, you have so many people watching Fox, and that's one-sided. So many people watching MSNBC, that's one-sided. CNN's pretty one-sided. All the networks are pretty one-sided, and you listen to the stuff on the air. How do you know what's right? That's the thing that becomes part of the backdrop to all of this. We continue with our overview starting at number 6 in a few moments here with Michael Harrison.
Hi, I'm Jim Cook, and when I started Sam Adams, no bank would give me a loan. I got my startup money from my drinking buddies. That's why we started Sam Adams Brewing the American Dream. It provides loans to help small businesses get off the ground. During May, we're contributing 5 cents for every pint of Boston Lager sold up to $250,000. So enjoy the delicious taste of Boston Lager and help small business owners in America.
See details on special amount displays and participating locations. Boston Beer Company, Boston Mass. Safe responsibly.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell right now. GenuCell is the all-natural treatment, comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes. A stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order GenuCell today. 800-543-9262. Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Text GCN Live to 22828 or click on the banner at GCNLive.com. Enter by May 15th. You'll qualify to win a 6-month supply of storable food from MyPatriotSupply.com. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway. I swear I hear.
Now 33 after the hour, as our review of the charts from Talkers Magazine continues here with Michael Harrison, publisher and editor at Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, the leading trade publication serving the news talk radio industry, dubbed the Bible of the talk radio industry by Business Week Magazine. And as technology and media has evolved to sort of come together, the Talkers publication has expanded to serve more of the media, the new media, the digital media, as we were talking earlier, trying to put together some of these stories as they relate to our pop fascination with communication. So, at number 10 this week, Donald Sterling in the case against him and other things on sports talk radio. At number 9, Ms. Rice, Condoleezza Rice, withdrawing from Rutgers and what that all means, coupled with the White House Correspondents' Dinner last weekend. A renewed investigation of Benghazi at number 8. The Russians in the Ukraine and Mr. Putin, what's going on with him. So, number 6, Michael, and up next here.
Yeah, Obamacare and criticism thereof, and actually that includes people defending Obamacare too, but most of the conversation on talk radio has been criticism of Obamacare, and I think we'll have that going on all the way through the next presidential election. Eventually it'll probably start fading and we'll live with Obamacare, which will evolve and become another factor of life.
There's a fellow that will probably become a very interesting candidate as the situation continues to focus on the election, which is one of our items to talk about in a few moments, is a fellow named Dr. Michael McFarlane, who has decided to run against Congressman John Yarmuth in Kentucky. He's a Democrat because of Yarmuth's support for Obamacare. Miners is either an oncologist or a GYN guy. I'm forgetting what his background is, but he's a legitimate MD, and he said, I
never thought of politics before in my life, but my practice has been so affected by this negatively that people have urged me to run. And he said, I'm not necessarily a political guy, but in this circumstance, this is the issue. This is going to affect more people than anything else in the future, immediate future of our country. So I'm going to run. And I bet you this guy stands. I've listened to him, Michael. You might be interested to find him. He's very articulate. I'll bet he's got a good chance in the Louisville, Kentucky area of bumping off John Yarmuth.
It's possible. He also might be out of touch. It might be that we're all out of touch, and maybe most of the country is happy with Obamacare.
Really?
I'm not saying that's a fact.
I'm saying
it's a possibility.
Yeah.
That you know, you look at the numbers, and sometimes the numbers are not coordinated with some of the comments you hear.
One of the things that this week was a subject matter of a number of talk shows, the people that certainly don't like the Democrats jumped right on the USA Today Pew Research poll that showed a poll of 1,500 people, a majority, I think it was 74%, said they were not happy with the direction the country was going in, and they would vote against, now that's what they say now, the incumbent, and most of this was in Democratic areas, so of course the Republican, the right-wing host jumping all over that, and again, whether it's right or not, time will tell, but certainly a focus of a lot of conversations.
I think a lot of people realize that it has nothing to do with who's the incumbent, but rather the system, and you know, meet the new boss, same as the old boss.
Right.
No matter who we elect, it always seems it comes back down to the same policies and the same situation. And what it really comes down to, in my opinion, is the little guy is getting screwed by the big guy.
Well, no better example of that than the number five item this week on our countdown.
Mm-hmm. Households, Lois Lerner in contempt. What's your take on that?
Well, I think that she is guilty. I don't think very few people go to they plead the fifth. They're not trying to hide something or cover something up or protect themselves. And whether we give her the benefit of the doubt here, she doesn't deserve it. Her attitude is such that I mean, her body language, look at her facial expressions. If you really examine what she's about and you understand her background, it had nothing to do with the IRS. She was completely a political appointee. And so as that, very easy to understand, if somebody calls in the White House and says, get these guys, and she says, yes, sir, and does it. So now she's become a victim of the bus, if you will, thrown under it by people who have a more important fish to fry.
She's a product of the system and a victim of the system. The system that we described before as being the underlying problem, no matter which party or which candidate gets elected.
So what do you think she's, in terms of pop culture issues, and you know, it's easy for people to go after people. It seems sometimes it's easier to identify people as the target rather than issues. Do you find that to be the case?
Oh, absolutely. And I think you summed it up perfectly. She's a scapegoat. Doesn't matter about her. As I said, she's a symbol of something larger, and she'll be forgotten, and the problem will, of course, continue. There'll be new Lois Lerners. There'll be new, cretins exercising their own personal political point of view or advancing their careers or being tools of the political machine that's supposed to be serving the entire public.
If not cretins, certainly Cro-Magnons or Neanderthals.
I basically, you scratch my surface, and I hold most of these people in contempt because I think it comes down to a lot deeper problems than just, ideology on a superficial level.
We've let them get away with things because we've been too comfortable, too easily bought off, too complacent when it comes to things like the Supreme Court rulings, giving all this advantage to people who have money in the political system, just bad.
And ultimately, talking to me, I blame education and I blame journalism.
Yep.
I believe that the news, the press, reporters, journalists, editors, publishers, television news should be very separate from politics. This goes back to why I find the White House Correspondents' Dinner obnoxious.
Mm-hmm.
I find it downright embarrassing.
Yep.
There shouldn't be a buddy-buddy relationship between the press and politics.
Nope. You can't get a seat at the table. You can't get a seat. You know it as well as I do. We were talking about this last week in this very program, how you can't get a seat at the table anymore unless you suck up to the people in power, unless unless you're NBC, ABC, or CBS, or the Washington Post, New York Times, or LA Times, you don't get a seat at the table unless you suck up to Carney or whoever his cronies are in the White House press room. You don't.
Yeah, well, there you go. So, we have a long way to go before we truly are an enlightened, educated democracy, truth, justice.
Maybe we've been there and we're on our way back. All right, stand by. Numbers 4 to numbers 1. Numbers 4 to numbers... How about numbers 4, 3, 2, and 1? Coming up as we review the hot stories of the week with Michael Harrison here.
Kmart and Sears are giving Shop Your Way members surprise points, but they're more like
surprise
points because they're only good till May 14th. You can use
surprise
points at Kmart or Sears towards your qualifying purchases, like new spring dresses for a
surprise
stroll through the park, or a new grill for a
surprise
barbecue. Pretty surprising, isn't it? Kmart and Sears surprise points are valid now through May 14th. Hurry and check ShopYourWay.com to see your surprise points and shop today. Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. See ShopYourWay.com for details.
Who doesn't love coffee? Well, here's a delicious way to now drink the best of the best coffee and have real impact that makes a difference one cup at a time. I partnered with BuzzBox Coffee, and now you can try a free pound of coffee. It's USDA organic, shade-grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded, and will save you money. 10% of future purchases go directly to our efforts to buy 25 dairy cows for thousands of children in need around the globe via World Vision. And also support my Eastley Farm as well. Go to DougStefan.com and click on BuzzBox. First pound, free.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Gentlemen, imagine getting a good night's rest, having less urge, less frequency. All you want is to be normal, right? Well, finally, you can join the millions and millions of men who have heard me talking about PT9, and they are now experiencing a normal life once again with a revolutionary all-natural prostate formula. Again, call PT9, prostate, testosterone, 9 ingredients. Richard, a listener who is thankful he listened to us talk about PT9, says, at my age, I know my prostate health is important. PT9 has been a very effective way for me to make fewer trips to the bathroom, get a good night's rest. It's a product I recommend to friends. Plus, I hear it makes my prostate healthier. It does all of those things, Richard. Call 800-811-3790. That's 800-811-3790. Try PT9 and find relief. Get a good night's rest. Have your partner get a good night's rest. It works or your money back. 800-811-3790. Mention Doug Stefan and get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus. 800-811-3790.
Staples has great deals on everything for your office break room, from coffees and teas.
Hey, boss, can I get some coffee?
No. To sports drinks and sodas.
Hey, boss, can I?
No. To chips and candy.
What if I?
No.
How
no. Staples has everything you need for your office break room.
But I'm gonna.
No. Except the break. Thousands of products added online every day, even resume software. Now get a 20% off coupon for your K-Cup purchase. Staples, make more happen.
Coupon valid 5/11 to 5/17/14 in store online or by phone. Limit 1 coupon per customer while supplies last.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at Advanced Auto Parts when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil and an oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
All right, let's get back here. I'm Doug Stefan with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. The final four listings, the stories we've been discussing, what the ramifications are for many of these stories, using pop culture, the connection to the pop media, and pop tools like smartphones. I will tell you, you'll laugh at this. I may have told you this earlier this week. I got a new Samsung Note 3. And I was,
what does that do?
Well, it's a smartphone that would, if I had bigger hands, be easy.
Bigger hands or smaller hands?
No, bigger hands, because I couldn't hold it and make it work using just one hand. You know, the smaller stuff, you can use. I still have a flip phone, but I also have now procured, because I traded this thing in, for a very small smartphone. And the only trouble is that you can't do the digital thing very well because the keys are too small. But the rest of the stuff you can do.
We need to have smaller fingers.
That may
be
going
to happen.
Right.
Now, evolution follows, you know, the environment.
Yeah, right.
We're going to start having babies born with lots of little narrow fingers so they can get right into those little narrow, you know,
keys.
Buttons that you press.
All right, number four.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That's okay. We got 4 minutes. I got to get a minute a piece in all of these.
The Boko Haram kidnappings, which is just a frightening, chilling, scary, horrible story.
Yeah.
And at number three, we have the potential 2016 presidential candidate.
Another frightening, horrible story.
Talk about cretins. And the midterm elections coming up.
Right.
And should we move on to two?
Why not? This is
Monica
fun,
Lewinsky,
actually, number two is
Monica
good.
Lewinsky stands up for her rights.
Right.
And in the Vanity Fair story, she feels that she has been abused by, we talk about pop culture and the media.
Well, and in terms of the feminist movement as well, she has some interesting insight, if you actually see the story, into what her relationship might have been with Mrs. Clinton, and what Mrs. Clinton's role in this as a feminist was. Is really, actually, I think she's a very likable character. I think that she has come into a point, I mean, this is 14, she was 26 when it happened, she's 40 now, and it has basically impacted her life to the point where she can't go anywhere in peace, she can't hold a job, she's having a miserable life because, she was there and available, but she wouldn't have been into this if it wasn't for Clinton's, you know, encouraging it. Bill Clinton.
Well, yeah, you know, but, you know, I hate this expression, but this really is apt. It is what it is.
Yeah.
You know, it isn't any deeper.
No.
It's just a colorful human interest story.
It's
my personal opinion, she didn't play it right. If she just came forth, you know, and said, hey, I was young, this is what happened, you know, blah, blah. People forgive, they forget. She could have parlayed it into a great career. She could have been a host on The View. You know?
Well, yeah, I think.
Management.
Yeah. Yeah, somebody didn't get to her.
I don't feel sorry for her. I'm sorry. I just don't. You know, she's no different than millions of other people. That story plays out in a million different permutations. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she could have parlayed it into something. She could have had a better life. I don't know. Maybe her life will yet be good. I wish her no harm.
Yeah.
We have climate change and new power plant regulations. And that ties into politics because climate and power have been politicized to the point that you don't know which way is up or down.
Right.
And you talk about a morass of complicated facts and subjects.
Well,
they all come under that umbrella.
Don't you think with a lack of credibility that most people have, again, going back to the Pew Research piece from USA Today earlier in the week, where most people just don't give, one of the reasons the Republicans are hopeful for the election results in midterm is because so many people have disdain for the current administration and the status of things, because nothing is as it seems, as you just said. Now, is that any different than the George Bush years? Probably not. Maybe a little bit more underscored, because the people that they used to get elected are the most disenfranchised now. And that group, they're the ones who complain most about what hasn't happened as a result of the promises that were made, not only during the election the first round, but the second time around when he made more promises that he had hasn't kept. And so in this circumstance, he's basically just pandering to the people who got him elected. Look at the amount of money that we would spend for power plants under these suggestions, and look at who's donated to his reelection, and you come up with 2 and 2 equaling 4.
Well, you solved it.
I know. Well, I was
under the impression 2 plus 2 is 5.
Yeah.
Sometimes 3.
Yeah.
You know?
But there has to be, you know, we would ask our friend Stephen J.J. Wiseman, there's got to be a lot of legal challenges to all of this stuff. I mean, this thing becomes a can of worms.
Well, and that of course, ties into a whole other problem, and that everything becomes a legal can of worms.
Yeah.
There's so much legalese and legal aspects and rules, regulations, and pages and pages and pages of minutiae that basically tie us up and make us have a lot of problems going
more
forward in the way that matters.
Bureaucratic stuff, and then it makes for great fodder for conversations on programs like this and the many other thousands and thousands of hosts and good radio stations that are doing the news talk format around the country. That's why we're here with our overview of the charts from Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher here. I'm Doug Steffen.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion 4 Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
America. Try this again. Nice job, Richie. All right. Stephen J.J. Wiseman joins me, Doug Steffen, with some of the legal ramifications of some of the big news talk stories of the week. He has a law degree from Boston College. He has a general law practice specializing in estate planning. Done a lot of talk radio over his career. He's a full-time professor at, you know, I always get Bentley and Babson. I know you're Bentley. I've done some stuff at Babson this year.
That's our arch rival.
Oh, is it? Oh, my heavens.
Yeah.
Can't have that then. Well, then you should invite me to come over and teach some classes over in Bentley, because I've been invited to teach and I have a couple times at Bentley. I mean, at
I would love you to come. And one of the class, I teach a sports and entertainment law class and a media class. Media law class you'd be great at.
I would be, as a matter of fact. Maybe it's my next career or additional. I need something else to do. All right, so.
Yeah, you need for your spare time.
All right, so our job here in the next few minutes is to overview some of the hot hits and their legal ramifications. The renewed Benghazi investigation, number 8 on the countdown this week. So what really, legally, is there to be done with this? Because pretty much all of the Papen circumstance, I say that's not a Papen circumstance, this thing has been vetted and talked about. There's nothing new here. The investigation is a lot of political baloney. But what really, who, if there was something to come out, Or is there something now that's been made public, Steve, that could cause consternation? Is there somebody that can legally be held accountable for that malfeasance?
Yeah, I really don't think so. And this is, I think, if my calculations are correct, this is like the eighth congressional investigation into this. And, you know, even with new emails from the White House, they're really, it appears to be pretty much politically motivated. And no, the accountability wouldn't be on a legal level. To me, it's just politics as usual.
Right. All right. Well, so not getting much legal out of that. Let's move into the Donald Sterling case. It seems to me that there are about four different legal actions, including his wife involved in it. He sues the NBA.
NBA.
I mean, there are they sue the woman that leaked it. I mean, all of these things, and yet there's another tape that shows up this week having him blabbering on about the same sort of thing. So, who zooms who here? Legal zoom.
You know, it is. I could do a whole semester's worth on that. Certainly there was illegal wiretapping and recording, but that's not something that you'll see in a courtroom because no jury's going to award Donald Sterling anything.
Nickel. Right.
Donald Sterling, the actions that the NBA are taking against him do have merit, and a court would uphold the actions taken by the NBA against Sterling.
Really?
The issue is going to be, frankly, Sterling has been misreported in the press. It's not that he owns the Clippers. Mm-hmm. He is part of a trust that owns the Clippers. His wife is a part owner, and for them to take action against her, that really wouldn't be appropriate. And he does have a potential antitrust violation. If his wife were to file for divorce, that would put a freeze on this as an asset. It is just, it's a lawyer's dream and everybody else's nightmare, because like you said, there's lawsuit up to after lawsuit. But the good thing is a lot of lawyers will get paid a lot of money.
All right. So in terms of his being smart, he's a lawyer. Did he figure this? Do you figure he figured this would be a way to ultimately protect himself should he have gotten into some trouble? And is he sort of chuckling to himself that he was smarter than everybody else?
I don't think he planned this per se, but I do think that the manner in which he was owning the team through this trust was something that, in a worst-case scenario, was going to give him some protection. Mm-hmm. And he is a shrewd enough character to have perhaps considered that.
Right. All right. Number one this week, the continuing focus on climate change and the government asking for and maybe trying through executive order to require new power plant regulations. What kind of challenges can the power industry bring against the administration or the government or whomever?
Yeah, you know, I think the president is doing this as kind of a shot across the bow to get business to work with him, because it is very questionable whether the presidential order that he can make will have the effect of either a law or regulation, and it could be usurping authority from both Congress and the Environmental Protection Agency. So if he were to press this, I don't think it would hold up. And this is something that I think neither side wants to fight this out in court. So I think they'll probably come to some kind of accommodation.
All right. It'll be interesting to follow it through. That's what we're here to do. Advice and information legally from Stephen J.J. Wiseman here.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.